Welcome to Money Talk with Tiff, a podcast where we discuss everything money, from tips and tricks to current events. Follow me on my journey to become debt-free and meet other cool people along the way. I am your host, Tiffany Grant. Now let's talk money.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to another episode of Money Talk with Tiff. I'm so excited because the guest that I have on, I look up to her in the field. I met her in person at FinCon and she's so cool, down to earth, and I was like, we need to stay in contact. So here she is. So Petrina Dixon is a certified financial education instructor, international speaker, award-winning author, and founder of It's My Money. She hosts the Money Exchange podcast, which is dedicated to sharing stories on how everyday people are implementing various strategies to build wealth. So thank you so much, Petrina, for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Tiffany, for having me.
Girl, when I say you are like one of the OGs, like I was like between you and Madam Money and, you know, the whole little group I met, I was like, oh my gosh, like hyperventilating. but I just want to get into, because we had a little discussion before we went on, and I just want to get into like your money story. I know we talked about, we were both horrible with money before we flipped that switch and was like, okay, we need to do something better. Yeah. So I want to know, like, what was your process in that? How did you get to that point where you were like, you know what, enough is enough. We got to get it together.
Yeah. So to tell you a little bit about my story, I, you know, made a lot of money and I had what I would call things going on. I had my own home before I turned 30. I was a single parent at that time. And my daughter, who's now 29, she was in parochial school, which meant I paid for tuition. I had a nice car. I lived in a great neighborhood. So, and I had every credit card in both of the malls that are near us. So I thought I had it going on. And then as I listened to coworkers, started watching at the time Susie Orman on TV, I'm like, no, I really don't have it going on because my bank account is non-existent. My credit score, I'm like, what is that? Like, what is a credit score? I just thought the stores gave me a credit card, so I had great credit. So once I started watching others and, like I said, listening to watching Susie Orman on TV and listen to Dave Ramsey as well, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to do things differently. Like, this is really bad. And I just had an aha moment where if I'm making the type of money that I'm making, I should have more to show for this versus just material things. So it was an aha moment just sitting back saying, why am I not having this? Or why do I have to, like, why am I living paycheck to paycheck and things like that? And once that aha moment happened for me, I then just became super intentional about trying to make it different. And that's what I did. And then once I got to the place where I felt, and still not perfect, but I got to a better place, I'm like, I got to tell everybody about this. So then I became what my community knows me as, the Susie Orman. So I'm their resource that they check out. So that's my story.
Oh my gosh, Petrina, our stories are so similar. Like when you were talking, I was like, oh my gosh. So first of all, I'm a single mom currently with two boys. I bought my first house at 26. So right before 30, I'm 28 now. And I used to watch Susie Orman faithfully. Like when I say every Friday night on CNBC.
Yes, you can't afford it. You can't afford it.
Can I afford this? No, you can't.
No, exactly.
Oh my gosh. So I used to love, and I actually call myself the Black Susie Orman. So we have two Black Susie Ormans on there.
Right, there you go.
But that is so awesome. And then, you know, I got into Dave Ramsey and listening to his podcast, and that inspired me even more. I will say, like, I love your story. The thing that flipped the switch for me was going into my local credit union, which I had been a member for, at that time, at least 10 years. So I'm like, you know, I've been faithful. I've never been in the negative on my account. They should easily give me a little $200 credit card because that's all I was asking for. And I went in, you know, hand held high, you know, thinking I was going to get it, and they denied me. And she was like, A, you don't make enough, and B, your credit is horrible. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Like, you know, I've been a faithful member and, you know, and my account has never been in a negative. It's always had a balance. Like, you know, you'll get your money. But when she denied me, I was like, okay, all right. So I really need to get this together. And one of the things, like, I didn't have any credit cards or anything at that time. I had never gotten anything on credit, but I had medical bills. And that's what she denied me for. And that's what I try to tell people now is don't believe the hype when people are like, medical doesn't count. It does. Yeah. sure, you get that taken care of, but that's what flipped the switch for me. So I am like, I see so many parallels in our stories where I'm just like, yes, like moms, you can do it. You have two examples right here.
Exactly right. And for me, my story regarding credit cards was very different. Like, I had every store credit card. Like, I live in the middle of two malls, like equally distant from each of these malls. And I had almost every store that had a credit card, I had it. What I didn't realize was I had the credit card. I would purchase, you know, in small balances, which I thought were huge at the time. And I'm talking $200, $250 in some, and maybe $500 on some. But what I didn't realize, which you and I know today, is the interest rate that I was paying on these items. I'm just like, oh, I got this credit card. I only have to pay $7. I only have to pay $12 or $20 in some instance. This is great. No problem. Not realizing I was paying for, you know, a sweater at the time or a blazer, you know, for a half a year. So it was not understanding what credit meant, not understanding when I was extended credit, looking at how much I'm getting and what the interest rate would be, because I had no idea about paying off full balances and the benefits of that. So it was just, you know, just being, I'll call it ill-informed on what credit and the credit being extended, what that meant. So not denied. I had the opposite. I wasn't denied. Everybody was handing me these things. So now that I think about it, maybe my credit was better than I thought. I don't know. But anyway, it ended up not being great because in some situations I paid the minimum balance. In some situations I didn't pay at all. So, you know, that's part of my story.
Yeah. And, you know, I tell people it's like a catch 22. It's like you have to have credit to have credit.
Exactly.
But it's being responsible with it. And that's kind of what I preach too, is like, don't look at credit cards as income. Like, it's not free money. Look at it as a tool to build your credit so that way you can leverage later on. So that's kind of like the mindset. And see, I think the reason I didn't have credit for so long is because my mom was like you. Like, she had stacks of credit cards. And, you know, after the 2008-2009 crisis, when like the majority of my family's going through bankruptcies and foreclosures and things like that, I was terrified of credit cards. Terrified. Like, I did not want one. I'm like, as soon as they open their mouth at the store, I'm like, no, no, go away. So I had to force myself to like take that step and actually open one because I was just scared. And back then, like, I'm sure when you were in college and things like that, it was very easy to get credit. Like, I mean, even today, it's still very easy to get credit. But fortunately, they put laws in place where they can't come to the college campuses and try to like suck people in like they used to. Yeah. So that's a win.
Yes.
But I mean, we're both like on the same, like trying to educate people to do better. Because if you don't know, you don't know what you don't know, right?
Exactly. And the famous beloved Maya Angelou says, when you know better, you do better. And I'm a firm believer of that. Hence why I'm in the business now, why I'm a finance coach, because, you know, there are some things that I just did not know. And it doesn't necessarily mean when you know them, you are going to follow it. But if you don't know, you really can't. So my goal is to help more people know, and hopefully they make the, you know, decision to go along the right money path.
Absolutely. So I know, I just want to switch gears a little bit because sure. I know I mentioned in your bio that you're an author. So
I am.
Yes. Yes. Goals, hashtag goals. So if you want to just talk about, you know, your current book and what that's about.
Sure. So my current book is called It's My Money, A Guided Journal to Help You Manage Your Finances. It's actually geared or written for ages 13 to 18. And it just shares, it's an easy, quick read. It's written in journal format. So it has a quick hit information about various different financial topics and concepts. It asks questions, intentional questions to reinforce the reading, and it has line pages for journaling, inspirational quotes throughout, as well as a glossary in the back. Because again, as I told you about my money story, I always say often, I wish I knew about this earlier. So my goal with my first book was to get to the young people so that they would start their journeys off differently than I did as it pertains to money.
And that is awesome. And what I just heard was a Christmas gift for my little sister.
Yay! I love it! Hashtag it's my money.
Yes, because she is 13. Ooh, yes. I hope I'm right. hope she's not listening. But as she's 13, and I feel like it's so important. Like, she used to live with me for about a couple years ago. And, you know, I was talking to her about time value of money and, you know, things like that. Like, I would sit down with her and say, look, if you put $5 in a savings account from now until you're in your 20s, this is how much you could possibly have. And it was funny because I was able to see that light bulb go off. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, I'm about to call mommy and start tomorrow.
I love it.
Yes. And she loves to write. So this sounds like a perfect Christmas gift for her. So I'm definitely going to get a couple of copies because I also want to give one to my audience. So, you know, I'll make that a thing. But anyway.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that is awesome. So also, just looking at your bio, you have a local TV show in Connecticut where you're based, and it's called It's My Money as well. So if I have any listeners in Connecticut, you know, tell me how they can find that show.
Sure. So let me just tell you quickly how that came about for yourself and for those that are listening that our authors are doing something in the book space. I went on a show that is also produced by this station and talking, just sharing my story. It was during the time of my book launch and just again, doing an interview like I'm doing right now. When I was done, the local producers said, we would love to bring your book to life. So each episode is about each chapter within my book. And then, so I would do an episode alone. And then I would also bring on a young person again, because it's geared for ages 13 to 18. So I would bring them on to tell their story about that particular topic. And most of these young people have either been in a workshop of mine or have worked for me or something like that. So, you know, when you're looking for other ways to get your message out there, I would recommend, you know, pitching to your local, the folks that have local shows today, or if you want to just start with going to pitch about having your show on a local channel, I think that is an awesome idea. It's been going really well for me. So if people want to listen to it, look at it. If they're in Connecticut and living specifically Windsor, Connecticut, it's on Channel 5. But what they also do is make the episodes available via YouTube. So the show is on YouTube as well. When the show airs, I get a link. So I also post them on my social platforms as well. So when people see me in the grocery store, they're like, hey, it's my money lady. So I love that. So it's been going really well for me.
That is awesome. And I'm over here taking notes because I'm like, I'm about to hit up all of the news places
next week. I'm telling you. And when you go local, you know, because everybody wants to be on, you know, NBC, CBS, all of those, which are great. And one day maybe I will sit on one of those chairs or couches. But I think this is a way to get it out there. And if you've never been in front of a camera, it may sound easy, but you know, it's not as easy as you would think, but it gives you practice. And I watched my first episode against the episode that we just recorded, and I'm just very different in front of the camera now after having some of that practice. So the local stations, there's no charge. You have to fit the schedule and all of that. But once you get that under your belt, I think it just makes for one, having more content to show when folks want to see what you're doing, but more importantly, getting the message out, because this is a way for me to be in front of more people that may not be in one of the workshops or, you know, when I'm doing a speaking and engagement, being in that audience. So that's what it allows for.
That is awesome. Yes, I'm definitely working on this next week for sure. because a lot of my movement is local. Like I'm connected very heavily locally. Like I speak at local colleges and I put on events and I'm in different groups. I sit on different boards and things like that. So a lot of my movement is local. So this makes complete sense to me. I'm like, yes. Why didn't I think about this?
Well, I'm glad that's what it's all about, us sharing with one another. So I'm glad, hopefully that works for you.
Absolutely. Hashtag rise and lift. I try to preach that, like, you know, always make sure you take somebody with you. Like, yeah. You know, like as you rise, especially in our community and in this field, we're very few and far between, even though we were very well represented at FinCon. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Yes, cousin. Yes.
Yes. I was like, come on, Browns.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, outside of that, though, we are very few and far between. So it's important. And, you know, that's important for anybody in any field and in any industry. Just make sure you are helping the next person as well. I feel like that's super important.
Yeah. And since you touched on FinCon and the Browns and our cousins, I will tell you, I mentioned earlier, my story started with Susie Orman, or me getting on the right financial track with Susie Orman and then Dave Ramsey. But when my eyes opened to the many cousins and Browns that are out there doing similar, if not better things in some situations, it was amazing to me. Like when I went to the first FinCon and meeting the people that I did, including yourself and you mentioned Madam Money, who's my girl, and so many others. I ran home to my husband like, oh my gosh, I cannot even tell you. Like I would see, you know, one or here and there of us Browns doing our thing in a financial space. And then I started being heavier on the social platforms, but then actually being in the rooms and seeing and listening. And then most importantly, everybody willing to share. Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes. I was overwhelmed with wow. And wow, it really made me even more interested in the work that I'm doing, because I knew I wasn't alone trying to get the message out there to communities that may not otherwise get the messaging. So I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yes. And just a quick story from FinCon. Like I met Patrina because I was just walking in the lobby and it was a circle of Patrina, Madam Money, and then another lady. I can't remember her name, but I just walked, you know, I was just walking to meet somebody else and they were like, hey girl, you know, giving me hugs and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like I feel so welcome, because, you know, when you are working on your own projects and stuff, it does feel like you're alone. Yes. And, you know, being in those type of environments, and especially when they did the People of Color meetup.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I was snapping all types of pictures. Oh, I was like, man. I need to make sure this is cemented in time because this is just so amazing. And everybody was so helpful. Everybody was so willing to give their knowledge, what worked for them, what didn't. And I just came back home with a brand new look on everything.
Absolutely. Hashtag elevate. Yes.
So it was awesome. It was awesome. I mean, I'm still on a FinCon high. Obviously, like I keep getting refreshed because I get to talk to people that I met at FinCon all over again. It's just awesome. So I've already got my tickets for next year. So
hey, and I won the pass for for Long Beach. So I'm excited.
Oh, nice. Yay. Yes. Yes. So I will see you there. I've never been to California, so I'm super excited. but anyway, so with all of that being said, I think your story is so inspiring. I definitely got some gems from this. I have homework to do, y'all. but with that being said, how can people find you and learn more about you?
Sure. So I want to first say, Tiffany, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure meeting you and watching you. I follow you as well. And you're doing some great things out there. So keep doing what you're doing. Hopefully what I've shared with folks on the show today, that they will, take some of what I've learned. And if they want to reach out to me, they can always go to my website, which is itsmymoneyjournal.info. That's itsmymoneyjournal.info. And I'm on the social platforms as itsmymoney_. I also have a private Facebook group now, which I'm so excited about. It's called It's My Money Squad. So, pop over there. And that's where I'm now giving my financial tips. I used to do a lot of it on my personal Facebook page. So I'm trying to move that to its own community. And it's growing as we speak. So I would love for folks to check me out there.
Well, I am definitely, as soon as we get off, I'm joining. So look out for that.
Thank you.
thank you so much. This girl is the truth. I highly recommend following her. I follow her everywhere. I'm such a huge fan. So like I said, I'm hyperventilating as we speak. But thank you so much, Katrina. This was awesome. And I know you dropped so many gems. And I look forward to working with you again soon.
Sounds good. Have a good one. Thank you, Tiffany.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Money Talk with Tiff podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to moneytalkwitht.com. And while you're there, why not sign up for our newsletter so you'll never miss an episode? Talk to you soon.